It's in the smokestacks.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. When the nation's factories slow down, so does the economy. This morning, the Federal Reserve said industrial production fell 0.5% last month. That's much more than expected. It's the biggest drop in 9 months. Housing-related industries and car factories were partially to blame. So were utilities. But I think this economic indicator is tastier. Mashed potatoes and cranberry sauce and green bean casserole. How much we pay for Thanksgiving dinner says a lot about the economy. This year, the American Farm Bureau says that dinner is 11% more expensive than last year. Here's Stacey Vanek Smith.
This year, a traditional turkey feast for 10 will cost about $42.16. That's up from $38.10 last year. Jim Sartwell is an economist at the American Farm Bureau Federation.
The lion's share of that increase came from an increase in turkey prices and came from an increase in all the dairy items.
The reason for the increases? Sartwell says high gas prices have hit the farm economy hard, affecting everything from the cost of feed to processing to getting products on store shelves. But he points out that if you adjust the price of the meal for inflation, things look pretty good.
The feast for 10 is actually cheaper now than it was 20 years ago.
Still, Sartwell says if gas prices continue to climb, prepare to shell out even more bread for your bird next year. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
A mixed start for Wall Street this morning. The Dow is up 45 points to 13,155, but the NASDAQ has dropped a couple. The S&P 500 is up 4. In Asia, the markets fell 2% today. European shares are down 0.5%. The late-night TV hosts don't think this Hollywood writer strike is very funny. David Letterman says he's going to pay his writers out of his own pocket for the rest of the year. CBS doesn't own Letterman's show. He has his own production company. But Conan O'Brien has told NBC he's prepared to do the same thing.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by BNY Mellon Wealth Management. Since 1784, helping successful individuals and families protect and maximize wealth. BNYMellonWealthManagement.com. By Grant Thornton, dedicated to serving their clients worldwide with a passion for the business of accounting. On the web at GrantThornton.com. And by A.G. Edwards, caring for nest eggs for more than 120 years with a commitment to provide objective financial advice.
Attention shoppers, welcome to the grand opening.
Now our final segment of Consumed, a special series from American Public Media. We've pointed out how consumer spending fuels the economy and the problems we've created from constantly buying new things. Today we ask, have we made such a mess that we'll be forced to innovate our way out of it? From our innovations desk at North Carolina Public Radio, Janet Babin looks at a technology that can zap our trash into thin air.
This new trash technology is based on something as old as the sky. Not the thunder, but the lightning that goes with it. And in this case, the lightning is contained inside our reaction chamber, and the bolt never ends. This man-made lightning is so hot, most things put inside the chamber completely vaporize in seconds. The technology is called plasma gasification, and proponents say it could be the answer to our growing trash problem. Although it uses intense heat, developers insist it's not incineration. The Not In My Backyard crowd has complained for years about emissions from burning trash.
It's a non-combustion process. The waste is not burned. It's converted.
That's Dan Cohn of MIT. He was part of a team that developed a plasma gasification device for a company called Integrated Environmental Technologies. IET says its plasma melter can take a ton of trash down to 5 cubic feet in less than a minute. To see how it worked, I took some of my own trash, an old sneaker, and headed up to Richland, Washington, where IET demos its plasma melter. The stainless steel chamber where the lightning happens is about 5 feet long by 3.5 feet wide. Before the sneaker can go inside the chamber, it has to be shredded. So IET's president Jeff Surma and four engineers take a bandsaw to it.
Andy looks like he's having fun here.
Yeah.
How many engineers does it take to shred a sneaker? Now for the fireworks. Surma picks up the play-by-play.
It's going into the plasma zone. So first, the shoe gets processed, pre-processed in the gasifier, and then what doesn't get completely gasified there drops into the high-temperature plasma zone.
That plasma is about the temperature of the sun. Most of the sneaker is vaporized in seconds. The rest comes out looking like a blackish glass bead. IET says beads like this can be used as fill in road construction. Since it was mostly plastic, the sneaker also created about 4 gallons of a gas that could be used to make alternative fuel. Jeff Surma says rising energy prices have more firms interested in his invention. But plasma melters are still rare in the U.S. Dr. Robert Doe with the Salina Group says that's because the new technology threatens two powerful industries.
You know, we would be taking away large business for the landfill people and the incinerators. So waste companies do not want to see this technology come out. On the other hand, if we produce power, we will be infringing and disrupting the coal business and fossil fuel burning business.
Critics say plasma technology uses too much energy and is too expensive. And Steve Bolton with McDonough Brongard Design Chemistry says the technology could send the message that trash is okay, kind of the opposite of reduce, reuse, recycle.
We see waste as a signal of design failure because products and materials can ideally be designed so that they can maintain their flows within closed loops.
In other words, products that can be recycled into items with second and even third lives. But transforming all consumer goods into products like that is a long way off. In the interim, plasma gasification might be the best way to shrink our growing trash problem with technology as elemental as lightning. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
That's one idea for the consumer economy, but there are more out there. Maybe you have the next big one. Share your ideas with us and with other listeners at our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.